don't matter if you're tall. It don't matter if you're small. It don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all. 'Cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine to last. And we'll be friends holding fast.
We got Nancy on the line. Nancy said she's been on before, Nancy, but that's okay because nobody wants to be on.
Jeez, John.
Well, what the heck? And then we stop the song, and then like 7 phone calls come in.
I know.
So can you explain that to us, Nancy? Because actually your phone call arrived post-song. Were you feeling feeling bad, or were you?
I was feeling bad. You know what? Every time people don't call in, I think, should I call? Should I call? Because, you know, it's just, you know, we listen every Friday. Well, we listen every morning, but it gets me. I'm one of those people that, you know, you're supposed to wait a certain amount of time before you speak up when questions are asked. I can't.
Now, Nancy, where are you from?
Twig, Minnesota.
Twig. Okay. I was trying to figure which Nancy. Are you still the, you are no longer the queen of cheese? Is that right? Or you are?
No, I'm just the queen of Grand Lake at Twig.
Okay. All right. But I'm thinking of the right. You were your former royalty.
Bob and I were king and queen a year ago.
That's right. Okay, so have you had your breakfast?
I was having it while you were pleading for people, and so I thought it's a good breakfast, so I thought I should call and talk about it.
Now, what was it?
I'm having homemade oatmeal with blueberries and a little bit of butter.
Butter?
Yeah. I had butter in my oatmeal the other time for the first time in my entire life.
Oh, boy.
And it was unbelievable.
Isn't it good?
It is. Because I can't imagine, like, taking a scoop of butter and eating it, but just setting it on there and watching it melt and develop rivers through all the...
I know. Yep.
So good.
A little bit of cinnamon in there, too.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sorry. I got so excited when you said butter. Do you put any milk on there or anything?
Nope.
Just eat it thick.
Yeah.
And then do you make it with milk?
No, with water.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So I have a friend that makes really, really good oatmeal, and I've been trying to learn to get to his level of deliciousness.
Well,
it's good. What I'm having here today is pretty darn good.
So are you getting a special oats or something? Or
no, I just buy Bob's whatever oatmeal. You know, the... You know, Bob, is it Red Mill?
Yeah.
Okay. And then was there an accompaniment with some coffee or orange juice?
Oh, yeah.
Lay it on us, Nancy.
It was, I have it with a little bit of cream. Maybe a lot of cream, I might say, because I kind of like it the color of a paper bag.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that is descriptive. That is sure.
Yeah. So when I ask, you know, room for cream, a lot of times I'm a little disappointed because they don't give me enough.
Oh, they fill it to the top?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So how many cups of coffee would you say you have in a day?
Well, I'm trying. I would say maybe 2.
Okay.
Oh. I make it. We do that kind of pour over method here.
Yeah.
And so I can get more than 1 cup out of it. So I probably can fill my cup up a little bit, but I'm kind of notorious on the second cup for leaving about half of it there. You know, I love coffee, but I get to a place where, you know, that's enough.
Yeah.
You don't get to that place, do you, Heidi?
No, I do. I'm actually working on that because I drink it very early in the morning to, you know, so I'm as peppy as I am on the air. And I found that I'm drinking too much while I'm on the air. Then I feel really out of sorts when I get off.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to at least have 2 cups while I'm on the air. I'm just on my second right now, but then doing water too, because it can be a little too much. And then trying to drink more tea, because that's not quite the same level. So
me too. I like green tea.
Yeah. Yeah. I found a new matcha green tea that just love that has like a citrus in it too. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, got to go get some more today. What you got going for the weekend, Nancy?
Well, a friend of mine, the oatmeal maker, had retired from his job at the end of 2019. And so there's a little celebration for him down in the Twin Cities. So I'm heading that way. My husband, Bob, though, is heading to to Ely, north of Ely, to Camp de Nord. Sisu Designs out of Ely does this great knitting retreat throughout the year, and so he is their massage therapist for the week, really for the week, because they're doing a retreat over the weekend and then one during the week coming up.
How does he get a gig like that?
So he's
well,
he's,
his wife knits.
Oh, so is he massaging their hands?
Well, he does back massage, but he's just there, you know, because it's kind of a nice, a very nice retreat for the weekend.
Right.
And he's there just to make it better.
Now,
you know?
Is Bob riding his bike to Ely?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Oh, he's there.
Oh, there's Bobby's eavesdropping.
I'm bringing it along.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I've heard I'm actually headed for a retreat at the end of the month to Camp du Nord. I've never been there. I've heard it's pretty cool.
It is. So are you going to the old camp? This retreat takes place at Pine Point, which is a little bit newer. It's quite a bit newer than, you know, some of the original du Nord room or cabins. But it is very... very, very nice.
Okay.
You know, Pine Point is almost a little bit like, you know, one of those, like a condo almost.
Oh, so glamping, yeah. Kind of.
Well, compared to, you know, a more rustic cabin,
sure.
It is. Yeah.
I don't know. I just said yes, and I'm following other people, so we'll see what happens.
They do, in the fall, they do a retreat at Widgie, which is the kids' camp. Which is real fun too. It's a little bit more rustic, I would say, than the du Nord. Not everybody wants to sleep on a kid's cot, you know.
Yeah.
Well, this is just totally random, Nancy or Bob. But are you guys masters of making a good tuna salad?
Funny because Bob is a good tuna fish eater, but you know what, when you mention that about, you know, we have cats and tuna's just a little too close to cats.
I know, isn't it?
Well, you guys, that's ridiculous.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. No, you said in one word Bob's great at tuna, but then you guys don't like to eat it because of the cats. Bob?
No, Bob loves it.
Okay, so Bob, do you make a good tuna salad?
Well, my favorite is King Oscar bristling sardines.
Oh.
If you've ever, oh my God, they are just
so. That's a sardine salad.
I don't make a salad out. Well, I kind of do make a salad out.
Oh.
Yeah, he does. He puts it out. Yeah, but not like what you think of in terms of. Most people.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a really weird image in my head of Bob putting his head back and just dropping sardines in his mouth.
Yeah. Oh, not too far from that. I gotta tell
you. Very close. I'll send you a picture.
Okay. So why on earth do you guys support KAXE, KBXE?
I think there's 100 reasons. Those wonderful volunteers that we're celebrating today, and the programming, the people, the information you bring to this community, you know, we love Northern Minnesota, and you just always bring out the best, and you challenge us on those harder topics, and I love that in such a respectful way. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I got connected with listening to KAXE. Years ago, I used to teach at horticulture and agriculture at Toivola Meadowlands School when there was a school there. And I discovered the station, you know, then, and I couldn't believe the music. You know, like I was listening to reggae music driving around in the back roads north of Meadowlands.
Eating sardines.
This is the greatest thing on earth, you know.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to it ever since. Well, that was, you know, back in the mid-80s.
Well, for being on What's for Breakfast, there is a parting gift, John.
Homestead Mills, you guys, is our sponsor. Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered out to your ranch in a cream-colored linen bag. Almost the same color as that coffee. Yeah, it is.
I think we'll go with the wild rice pancakes.
All right, they're in the mail. Enjoy your weekend. Sounds like you guys are going to be frolicking around. Have a good time.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
Thank you for all you do. It's great.
Yeah, thank you both for all you do. It's wonderful.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Nancy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.